For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Washington may debate climate change, but some former military leaders warn it's not only real, it's a real threat to national security.
And I hate to be a Chicken Little here, but in 20, 30 years, this is going to be a severe problem.
Retired Brigadier General Stephen Cheney served as a Marine for more than 30 years and was once the commanding general at Parris Island. He spoke recently in Charleston at a conference about rising sea levels and their impact on the state's military and civilian communities. It was put on in part by the Center for Climate and Security, a group with an advisory board of senior military national security leaders, founded in 2011. Here's its co-founder, Frank Femia.
We said, hey, that thing that our civilization has never experienced before looks like it could be a big security problem. So let's go do something about it.
General Cheney heads up his own group, the American Security Project, which evaluates all kinds of security threats. He says climate change is among them.
And I will tell you, around the country and the world, most of our U.S. bases and stations are impacted by climate change.
He says bases like his beloved Parris Island are at risk from rising sea levels. Like much of the Lowcountry, it has been impacted by more frequent and severe storms. It is one of only two bases in the nation that trains Marine recruits.
You could move that base or shut that base down, but you certainly couldn't absorb it at the recruit depot in San Diego.
He's not worried Parris Island will close anytime soon, which could be catastrophic economically for neighboring Beaufort. But he does believe the base will have to build a seawall. And it's not just rising sea levels. He says more days of extreme heat also take a toll on training and overall national readiness. So-called Black Flag days halt training at places like Fort Jackson because it's simply too hot or too humid. Then there are the fires out west.
And it's become a routine occurrence there. It stops training, got to put out the fire. And now, of course, we're sending soldiers and Marines to fight these fires in the Northwest.
And there are the global consequences. He says climate change alone won't cause wars, but could make already existing threats even worse as people are forced to move.
1.5-foot sea level rise in Bangladesh gives you 20 to 30 million refugees. Question is, where are they going to go?
Retired Rear Admiral Ann Phillips is on the advisory board for the Center for Climate and Security. She worries most about rising sea levels.
We feel your pain. We often feel it at the same time.
She's from Hampton Roads, Virginia, known for its huge military presence, including the Norfolk Naval Base. Flooding is a chronic problem. Scientists say climate change there is also sinking the land.
In Hampton Roads, what we've learned is that you have to collaborate, and we're still working as a region to sort out how to do that.
Still trying to sort out how to save their bases and their coastal communities. The Navy's economic impact on the Hampton Roads area alone, an estimated $12.3 billion a year.
You know, that's a base, a station that's on the coast, just two states up from you guys. I think Charleston folks ought to be looking over their shoulder and going, if it's happened there.
General Cheney knows Charleston is trying to come to grips with its own flooding woes. The economic impact of the military on the entire state of South Carolina is $24.1 billion. There is some movement in Washington. Last year, Congress declared climate change a direct threat to national security. And just last month, passed the 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, which takes changing climate conditions into consideration. General Cheney's biggest worry, however, when asked, has nothing to do with money or the military.
It's the health of your grandchildren and the great-grandchildren.
He's concerned about the pollutants believed to cause global warming and climate change. Finding a solution, he likens to turning a battleship around. It takes miles to get it around, but it has to start now. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.